WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. We've been telling you for years to make sure you check out who your kids are chatting with online. A New Jersey mom did just that and found disturbing text messages between her 15-year-old daughter and a man who turned out to be a repeat sex offender. Unfortunately, police say he had already lured the girl for sex. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the disturbing details. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. 42-year-old Michael Bordo lured her allegedly from South Jersey to an East Orange boarding home where he lives and assaulted her between October 1st of last year and just last week, according to Essex County prosecutors. Bordo's first sex offense was more than 20 years ago, a guilty plea in 1996 when he was 19 to raping two teen girls in Cape May County. He got 5 years in prison for that, was later civilly committed to a treatment center for compulsive offenders, released from that in 2009, but returned after violating his discharge. At one point, his prison psychologist was fired for having an inappropriate relationship with him. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. The New Jersey Easy Pass website still down this morning. Second time in 2 months the site has had problems. Officials say they're still working on it, but in the meantime, tolls are still being collected. No sooner was the text of the marijuana legalization bill made public than changes started being made. The backers say that alterations were primarily minor cleanups, not major amendments to what is now a sprawling 163-page bill.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says the latest changes have nothing to do with his efforts to identify the 21 votes the bill needs to pass the Senate, which he says he's close to having.
There was a drafting error, and as we get the bills, and that does happen, we read through them, we find mistakes, we clean them up.
The biggest additional change revolves around employers' rights, meaning, for instance, if an employer has a strict ban on drug use, workers can still be penalized for failing a drug test even for legal recreational use on a weekend.
If the employer has a zero policy, they're either sending you to rehab or they're terminating you.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The New Zealand police commissioner says the death toll has now increased to 49 in shootings at two mosques. He said in a news conference a man has been charged with murder and will appear in court tomorrow. He wouldn't say whether the same shooter was responsible for both attacks. A man who earlier claimed responsibility said he was a 28-year-old Australian and described anti-immigrant motives in a manifesto. New Jersey Transit says they're looking into an incident involving a moving bus with its door stuck open. Video posted by a rider showing the open door as the bus traveled a residential street en route from Cliffside Park to New York. He said the driver got the door closed by the time they reached the Lincoln Tunnel. NJT says a bus should never be driven with a door open. The Sopranos evokes many different emotions for many of us in New Jersey and across the world. The show's finale left a ton of questions in its wake. Any attempt to answer those lost by the tragic death of star James Gandolfini in 2012. But just when you thought there was no more story to be told about the Soprano family, new details are emerging about the prequel film to the show, where it all began.
Before the Bada Bing and the family's McMansion in North Caldwell, Tony Soprano grew up in Newark during the city's race riots. Show creator David Chase decided to use the city and time period as the backdrop for the much-anticipated prequel. Originally set to be titled The Many Saints of Newark, the working title is now just Newark. Although fans of the groundbreaking show have been patient since the 2007 ending, there is at least now a tentative release date for the prequel, September 25th, 2020. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.